Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, listen, I want to share briefly from the Word of God. Now, I want to give you a message to encourage you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for the message of God?
Amen.
Can we preach now?
Amen.
We're not going to be long by God's grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read in the book of today, I sit on the book of Acts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read in the book of, in Acts chapter 27 and 28, there's a story there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
There's a story. Paul was a prisoner and other prisoners. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they were going to Rome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nalitimmo.
Amen.
So, along the way, they experience strong winds. Amen?
Amen.
Strong what?
Winds.
Strong winds. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so they are. It's a long story. I want to cut it short. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They then had a shipwreck. Skepe sabona sa robeya. Amen?
Amen.
And they were at Malta. Say Malta.
Malta.
So Habali Mono, they got off the ship, and then the villagers, the people of the place, welcomed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then it was raining and it was cold that day. Amen.
Amen.
And then Paul decided to look for wood and then to make fire. Amen.
Amen.
So as that was happening, the Bible says that a viper, a snake, came out of what? A snake came out of the woods because of the heat of the fire.
Amen.
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 And then the villagers or the people of the area, they were worried. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they saw what happened, I want you to read just one or two verses from that story in 28 verse 5. Acts 28 verse 5. Just read verse 5. So the snake wrapped itself around Paul's hand. Amen. And this was, the Bible says, it was a venomous snake. Are you here?
Amen.
This was a poisonous snake. Continue reading. Let's hear. Read.
But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm.
Now listen, Paul just shook off the snake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Into the fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Into what?
The fire.
Into the fire. Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Now look at what the people thought when they saw what happened. Read.
However, they were expecting that he would swell up and suddenly fall down.
They looked at him, hallelujah,
Amen.
And they were thinking, "Hano survivor muto, Noah eh, hi." Continue.
But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god.
Now, after waiting, and they realized that Paul's hand is not swelling. Nothing has happened to him. And then they said, it must be a god. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Paul was on a journey to Rome and experienced many trouble along the way. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So they could not reach their journey because of what? Skepese robe healing. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So the ship broke or was wrecked by the winds. And they were interrupted on their journey. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
But as if that was all, it was many days on the sea, not knowing whether they are going to survive or not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many a time, Sabalimono, Paul was encouraging them that, good people, don't lose hope. The Bible says they were not eating for many days, after a month or so. 14 days, yeah. 14 days, basaji batsuile, or they are going to die. Thinking, it's better die empty stomach than full. Amen?
Amen.
Paul said, people of God, we are not going to die, let us eat. Amen?
Amen.
Can I say this to somebody here?
Amen.
That enjoy your life, nothing is going to happen to you.
Amen.
There are many things that you can worry about that are happening in your life.
Amen.
Some of them, dieta roskaja, le appetite tsamani, say neba tsamu jam tongdi. The apostle says nothing is going to happen. They are in the middle of the sea. The ship is broken. They just don't know what's going to happen to 14 days in the middle of the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Paul said what? Arije.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Arije.
Arije.
Arirobale.
Buroko.
Apostle says nothing is going to happen.
Nothing is going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, what is worrying you? What is giving you sleepless nights? What is giving you ulcers?
What
is giving you headaches? The apostle said, by the grace of God, go and sleep and eat. Nothing is going to happen to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just look around who is with you, the apostle of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says, Paul said, don't worry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't do what?
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Eat. But to massage 2 weeks. Look at the neighbor who fell into the news. Amen. Amen. The neighbor who lose weight, but we live on our own HIV. But I'm not your. I'm not HIV, I know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of what you are looking at, you wonder what is going to happen.
Amen.
What is my tomorrow like? Amen. As an apostle of God, I'm here to say to you, eat.
Amen.
Enjoy.
Amen.
Nothing is going to happen.
Amen.
We're going to reach the land.
Amen.
We're not going to die now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, they do what they call sounding. What they do, I think they measure, I don't know how they do it, but they are able to tell how far is the ground from where they are. Amen?
Amen.
So they can measure. Hansaba approach the land, or dry land from the sea. Hansaba approach the shore. They can measure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
They can do what? So they measured, and then they realized that they are like 120 feet. They measured again. It was 90. So they said, we are reaching land now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you now, you are no longer far.
Amen.
You are no longer far.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we are not far.
We are
receiving information that the land, the shore, Haisalihule, we are approaching the land. Just eat. Relax. We have made it. Oh, I thank God that he brought me back here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shall not die in the middle of the sea.
without direction, without hope. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever been without direction, without hope? Only fifi, abonuru yakai. But I'm here by the grace of God to declare to you that you're not going to die. This is not your end. I say this is not your end. This is not your end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you in the house of God? Say, neighbor, I've got news for you. We just received information. The apostle just said information has just come in. That we are no longer far. We shall begin to see the land. Our hope is not far. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen, after they got off the ship, Paul gathered wood and started to make fire, trying to get warm. Amen. And then there was a snake. Hallelujah. Amen. There was what? There was a snake. Out of nowhere, a snake. Amen. Amen. Just when he thought, oh, okay, that trouble is over. Now there's another trouble. Listen to me. Sometimes when you think something is over, something new begins. And you wonder when this thing is going to end. But listen to me. The Bible says that when this thing happened to Paul, he looked at the snake. Now, let me say this. Look at what you have that threatens your life and tell you cannot do nothing to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Paul shook that thing as dangerous snake into the fire. What you are going to survive, many people have not survived. Oh, can I tell somebody something here? Yeah? I say, what you are going to survive, many people have not survived. Because the Bible says that people looked at Paul. But we know this snake. Once it touches you like that, you won't survive. They looked, Paul, and then they looked at Paul, but it's a matter of minutes. It's going to drop dead. I don't know what people expect when they see you go through what you're going through. Oh, can I talk to somebody? I don't know what people are looking at. Maybe people don't give you a chance that this one is your end. This is the finish and clear. But I'm here to tell you that if you do not believe that this thing is not going to do anything to you, you will shake it off like this, into the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I say you're going to survive what many people have not survived. Amen. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? Amen. There are snakes that kill people, but not you. Amen. There are attacks people don't survive, but not you. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. If you will believe what you are hearing right now, what is facing you will not overtake you. Amen. I say what is facing you will not destroy you. Amen. This snake, you're going to shake it into the fire. Amen. You're going to shake it into the fire. Amen. I don't know what is holding onto your hand right now. It might look dangerous. It might look like this one. I've seen all of them before. But let me tell you, I'm telling you today that if you will look at this thing and say, you are nothing. You are nothing. The power that lives in me is greater than this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will just shake it into the fire. Shake it into the fire. Shake it into the fire. Shake it into the fire of God. This is the fire of God that burns snakes. Hallelujah. Amen. And they will look at you and count days. But 1 month. I won't make it. 2 months. Our neighbor won't open. 2 months are so clinics. 3 months are so clinics. I'm a lawyer. Oh, you're Tagata Lomond. They will call you a witch because you will survive many things. I said they will call you a witch because you will survive many things. Am I talking to somebody? In the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. I survive things people don't survive. Hallelujah. Those who are waiting to see what will happen, they will wait for eternity. They will wait forever. Because you have believed that this
thing will not harm me. He said, we shall drink poison and we shall not die. This thing will not harm me. He said, we will trample upon serpents and they will do nothing. You confess that over and over again. You begin to shake this thing into the fire. You shake it into the fire. They will wait and wait and wait and wait. Or in Twelari roommates in Kwana, why is a bereki? Am I talking to somebody? Or that thing re roommates in why is that the city results? Masa Katalabaha. Hey, am I talking to somebody in the house? They will wait in vain. They'll wait in vain. They will look at your children. Why must I be dom riba yet a dom? Why are they passing? Why this snake is not working? They don't know that you are a woman of God and a man of God who believes in the fire of God. Who believes in the fire of God. Who believes in the fire of God. Who shakes snakes and throw them into the fire of God. Doesn't matter how dangerous it is. It does not matter how many people they've killed. But you are not them. You are Apostle Paul. Who survives death? Death runs away from him. Death literally, he was beaten and they thought he was dead. Paul woke up and walked like nothing happened. Say, I'm not a dying person. There's no snake that's gonna kill me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, this thing is going into the fire. Tell your neighbor, say, this thing is going into the fire. This fire, I was making for it. So that it burns. It cannot kill me. It can wrap around me. When people see me wrapped around by challenges, they think they are going to finish me. I am not a succumbing type. I don't succumb to snakes. No matter how venomous they are, I've got the fire of God waiting for them. I will shake them into the fire of God. Stand on your feet and declare. Stand on your feet and say, I'm going to shake this. Say, I'm going to shake this. I do not hear. Say, I'm going to shake this. Say, there is a fire of God that is waiting for snakes like this. That's waiting for challenges like this. Dangerous things that destroy people. Not me. Look at your neighbor. Not me. This is nothing. I got the fire of God. I got the fire of God. I'm just going to drop it and watch it burn in the fire of God. Declare, say, I'm not going to die. Say, this attack is nothing. They think they've done their best. They think they've sent the best there is. They must be joking. They must be joking. This thing is going to the fire. This thing is going to the fire. It's going to burn. It shall not see its desired end on my life. Say the wicked. Say the wicked. Now the Bible said they washed. Oh, can't tell it right. Let's give him 5 minutes. Hi, Paul Vato. And Paul, like you, was wondering, what's wrong with this people? It's like they were all quiet, watching him. Paul is going around about his life. 30 minutes. No. We know Senna Snake. By now, Mutwate Ngushwil. Are you hearing me? Amen. Now listen to me. Say this one. Say this one. Look at yourself. Say this one.
point at yourself. Say this one. Say this one.
This one.
It's a snake shaker. When others are being harmed by these things, not me. Say not me. Say I've heard it from the apostle that there is such a grace that shakes snakes and drop them in the fire. What has been troubling your home, no matter how dangerous it is, the fire is waiting. I say the fire is waiting. I said the fire is waiting.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know why God wants to deal with the snakes first here in our mafias. Amen. But hey, I know there's something that must be wrapping around your hands.
Amen.
That many people are watching to see what's going to happen.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord declares that this one will not do anything to you.
Amen.
This one will not do anything to you.
Amen.
Begin to declare that this one will not do anything to me. It belongs to the fire. It belongs to the fire. It belongs to the fire of God. In Jesus' name, give God a hand of praise. Give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, look at my hand. Do you see anything? Is there anything happening to me? Is there any swelling? No, there can't be. But listen, neighbor. There's a snake that just came off my hand. Now, many of you may not know what is happening. You will see by the evidence. For you, King Nito, there was something dangerous over my life. But God said no. When God say no, no one can say yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mohawa mudimu hao hanne o hanne. Look at the neighbor. Mohawa mudimu hanne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I say to you, you are blessed?
Amen.
I say, can I say to you, you are blessed?
Amen.
Can I say to you, you are blessed?
Amen.
Snake shaker, say congratulations, snake shaker.
Congratulations,
say you have survived the best of the best.
You have survived the best of the best.
In the kingdom of darkness.
In the kingdom of darkness.
They send the best.
They send the best.
And here you are.
And here you are.
Congratulations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if you heard them talk sometimes, but ona how mulika uskabapa. Have you heard that? If you want to try this one, you must not go small.
Amen.
You must go to Mozambique.
Amen.
You must go to Malawi.
Amen.
Am I hearing an amen here?
Amen.
They have tried you with the best.
Amen.
But hey, I see you shaking things into the fire.
Amen.
I see you shaking things into the fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a waste of money and time. Anyone who invests on your downfall is wasting money.
Amen.
I say anyone who invests on your frustration, they are wasting their money.
Amen.
Because you are not the type.
Amen.
Look at the neighbor, say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Let's give God a hand of praise. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Amen.
You may be seated. Are you blessed? Is this the place you thank God you came to?
Yes.
Or you are thinking maybe you would have been pushing something now? Is it the right place?
Yes.
Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you look bored the whole service. Are you? Is it fine? Is it the place? Or you are thinking something else? Rotsarela, rotsarelits. And then neighbor, rotsarelits. Dintodi emigant. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Next week we must fill this tent, okay?
Amen.
We must go get all those people. Tell them there we shake snakes into the fire.
Amen.
You must tell them, I can see something is wrapping around your hand.
Amen.
Come and receive the power to shake it off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand of praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
So I'm going to pray for those. Before that, I want to help people who want to be born again. Jesus wants to change your life. Amen. I was like you many years ago, but look at what the Lord has done. So if you want Jesus, just lift up your hand. If you want a fresh beginning in your life, I see the hands that are coming up. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People are giving their lives to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Bless God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an excitement to see all these hands. Let's pray with them. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to be born again. I know my future. You know it better than anybody else. I don't want to waste my time. Like many people, I've seen they've got no direction in life. Even in my family, I'm seeing this thing. I don't want to be like this. Make me unique in my house. Let people see that I am different since I said I know you.
Change my life, Lord.
Change my life, Lord.
Change my life, Lord.
Change my life, Lord.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
I pray, Lord.
I pray, Lord.
Today,
today
I receive you.
I receive you
in my life.
In my life.
Today,
today
I make you my Lord.
I make you my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For transforming my life.
For transforming my life.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Orelin
na. Orelin na.
Kibiso wanawa ha.
Help me to be proud.
Help me to be proud.
To be called.
To be called.
A born again child of God.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Father, I pray for these people right now. Mudimu akabalwa nele dintuakabona. Scatter all the darkness, Pilabona, whatever was fighting them, Mudimaka. Now it's you who's going to fight it. They are not going to fight it alone anymore. Ipona Hatze Mudimaka from day one, let them see the difference since they made this decision. I know you'll never disappoint them, God. You never did, and you'll never do. You are a faithful God, faithful to your word. Heavenly Father, here they are. Make them a shining example of what it can happen to a man who chooses to trust in you. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I bless you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.